Citizens of other countries should check online with their consulate or embassy to get the most up-to-date information on visa requirements. A few useful phrases. Whilst the overwhelming majority of people in France speak English, it's always useful to know a few French phrases to not only impress, but also to find your way around some of the more rural areas if you are heading off the beaten track. Bonjour. Hello. Au revoir. Goodbye. Merci. Thank you. S'il vous plaît. Please. Je ne comprends pas. I don't understand. Je ne parle pas français. I don't speak French. Avez-vous? Do you have? Just uttering hello, please and thank you in French will be enough to get you a grateful and impressed smile from a French local. So give it a go. It's time to explore. Now you know all the basic facts about France that you need to know, and you can say the odd word of the lingo, it's time to get your exploring hat on and head off into the horizon. Whether you're basing yourself in one place, such as Paris, or you're going to be moving around and visiting a few places, France is a welcoming and warm country, and somewhere you're sure to want to return to time and time again. Learning as much as possible before you go is a great starting point, so you can truly appreciate what you're seeing and experiencing. Having said that, be sure to keep your eyes firmly opened and appreciate the surprises that France will show you every single day you're visiting. France's regions. France is big. We've established that already. It is bordered by several countries including Germany, Belgium, Spain, Switzerland and Italy. This close proximity to many other countries makes it ideal for backpackers and those who are trying to see as much of Europe as possible. Interrailing is a very popular pastime for explorers, and this allows travellers to pass over European borders by rail, with France being a popular stop-off. There are also many opportunities to travel around France by rail as a single ticket, and there is certainly enough to fill your itinerary. Aside from its neighbours, France has seven main regions within it, all offering something different. Let's explore these in a bit more detail, so you can identify where you want to go, and perhaps find out a little more about the places you didn't realise existed. Île-de-France. Northern France, Northeastern France, Western France, Central France, Southwestern France, Southeastern France. Île-de-France. This is basically Paris, the capital city, and the area that immediately surrounds it. This area is also home to Disneyland Paris, which makes it one of the most visited in the country overall. The other main towns you will find in Île-de-France are Marne-la-Vallée, very close to Disneyland, Versailles, and Château Fort. This area is very busy and you may find a lot of traffic around here. If you're visiting Paris, however, you should expect lots of traffic. The positive point is that it is very easy to get around this region, thanks to the train network, which runs through it. Top places to visit. Paris and everything it offers. Example, the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, etc. Disneyland Paris either for a day or a few days. Northern France. This area is the ideal place to visit for anyone who is interested in history, as this is the part of the country which bears the most battle scars of the two world wars. This region is home to Calais, where ferries can be found over to the United Kingdom, as well as Picardy and Normandy, site of the famous Normandy landings. Top places to visit. Normandy for history, especially the D-Day beaches. Calais. On a clear day you can see the cliffs of Dover in England. Parc Asterix for the kids. Northeastern